Chapter 12. And the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came and said to him, There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a great abundance of flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing but one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and his children. It ate of his own food, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And a traveler came to the rich man, and he would not take of his own flock and his own herd to prepare for the guest that had come to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that had come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, As the Lord lives, the man that has done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, You are the man. This is what the Lord God of Israel says to you. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Saul. And I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your bosom. And I gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have given you more and still more of such things. Why then have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your own wife, and have slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. This is what the Lord says. Behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives from before your eyes and give them to one who is close to your heart. And he shall lie with your wives in the broad daylight. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing openly before all Israel and in the light of the sun. And David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, The Lord has also passed over your sin. You shall not die. Howbeit, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born to you shall surely die. And Nathan departed to his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and it was very sick. David therefore sought God for the child, and David fasted, and went in, and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him, to raise him up from the ground, but he would not, neither would he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, "Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spoke to him, and he would not listen to our voice. What harm might he then do to himself if we tell him that the child is dead?" But when David saw his servants whispering, he perceived that the child was dead. Therefore, David said to his servants, "Is the child dead?" And they said, "He is dead." Then David arose from the ground, and washed, and anointed himself, and changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he asked, they set bread before him, and he ate. Then his servants said to him, "What is this that you have done? You fasted and wept for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, you did rise and eat bread." And he said, "While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, 'Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me so that the child may live?' But now he is dead. Why should I continue to fast? Can I bring him back again? Even if I go to him, he will not come back to me." And David comforted Bathsheba his wife, and went into her, and lay with her. And she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. And the Lord loved him, and sent a message by the hand of Nathan the prophet. And he called his name Jedidiah on account of the Lord. And Joab fought against Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and took the royal city. And Joab sent messengers to David, and said, "I have fought against Rabbah, and have taken the city of waters. Now therefore gather the rest of the people together, and encamp against the city, and take it, lest I take the city, and it be called after my name." And David gathered all the people together, and went to Rabbah, and fought against it, and took it. And he took their king's crown from off his head. The weight of it was a talent of gold with the precious stones, and it was set on David's head. And he brought out the spoil of the city in great abundance. And he brought out the people that were in it, and put them under saws, and under sharp iron instruments, and under axes of iron, and made them pass through the brick kiln. And thus he did to all the cities of the children of Ammon. So David and all the people returned to Jerusalem.